News Talk 1620, WTAW, Jimmy Morgan, the Department of Public Safety's on hand. We were visiting over the phone yesterday after a statewide news release about a Bryan man that was just placed on the Texas most wanted list, and lo and behold, that was pretty short-lived.
Yes, it was. I just visit with some other media persons today in the area, and he was at it Monday, and I got the call yesterday morning from our CID division wanting the help of the local media to see if we can put the word out that we're looking for this guy that we believe was still in the area. And so we put that out to y'all, and boy, it didn't take long, did it?
I think $7,500 reward money speaks pretty loud.
Yeah, there were 7,500 reasons for somebody to call in, I guess. But yes, we did get a tip at a residence, and we were able to locate that resident, do surveillance, and when it's all said and done, we were able to apprehend him somewhere around the 10 o'clock hour, I guess, last night when he finally gave up.
Let's talk a little bit more about the top 10 list and how that works.
Well, the interesting thing about how the person gets on top 10 has to do similar to a point system that the Crime Stoppers have come up with. And a lot of it has to do with your prior arrest, what type of arrest, are you related to a gang-related group, as this person was the Latin Kings. So based on his prior past and his incarceration stuff, obviously he had quite a few points to make it to the top 10.
And where does one go to find out more about who's currently on there? Because the reward money is always out there to...
The DPS on our website, there is a top 10 fugitive arrest wanted site that we have. Not only was this gentleman apprehended yesterday, but I understand there was two more this week. So the top 10 is changing as we speak. So I don't know who the other lucky three may be added to that, but if you wanted to kind of look at or call somebody in, if you do find somebody that you think you may have some information, obviously Crime Stoppers at 1-800-252-TIPS. We have a website also that you can contact our agency. And, you know, your local police department, sheriff's department, we don't care where the number goes, who makes the phone call. The bottom line is just we get just getting them captured. So.
And the other reminder, too, is that you are anonymous when you submit that information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, like I say, I was telling somebody today, I don't know how fast America Most Wanted works, but we rank pretty high on this capture we did yesterday. So,
for sure.
So everybody ought to be proud of that, that we have that working relationship, not only with y'all, but with our other agencies that we're partnership with. When we're looking for these type of individuals. So I congratulate everybody for that.
Visiting with Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, another topic I want to spend some time on that deals with aggressive driving.
Well, you know, it's vacation type year. Some of the same things I tell people to do before they go on vacation is obviously get plenty of rest. Fatigue seems to be a big part of a lot of our accidents, along with distracted driving. You know, plan your trips. Make sure that if you're going through big towns, that you're not hitting right through at the work time of traffic and all that. Because when you're getting in a congestion type situation, everybody tends to have shorter patience and stuff. But the same things that that I think is a good idea to keep from just on your trip may make you keep out engaging at road rage. They recommend you, obviously, to safe distance, do not tailgate, don't flash. Obviously, gestures are, you know, are not never a good idea. I always tell people, you know, people always tell me that the job that we do is such a dangerous job. But I said, well, why would people contest another person on the road, their self, not knowing who they are and what whether they have a weapon in the vehicle or not. And, you know, so you got your family with you, and I think you just need to be smarter about that.
In fact, the vehicle itself is a weapon as much as a firearm or anything else.
Absolutely. It can be used as a weapon, and it has in the past. Some interesting stats that I may point out. Do you have any idea what county leads in road rage in our state?
I'm going to say a metropolitan county.
Yes. Well, I think you're going to be
Harris
correct.
Or Dallas or Tarrant or maybe even Travis.
Well, shows out that Bear County, San Antonio.
That's going to be my next choice.
this is one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up. You know, obviously, San Antonio is a great place to visit and relax, vacation. A lot of people do that, Schlitterbahn and all that. But there's two things to remember now about going down there. First of all, they have a cell phone law. So can't use your cell phone, texting, calling, whatever. They have a cell phone ordinance down there.
Is that a county thing or
no,
a city?
No, it's a city
thing.
Ordinance. Okay. So they do enforce that. And next thing you need to know that they lead in road rage offenses. And so, like I say, you just need to know some of these things as you're visiting. From 2007 to 2011, the contributing factor of about 4,400 crashes that injured more than 1,950 people and killed 32 people. So within that stint, so it's a very serious offense down there.
And that's Bear County alone?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
So just wanted to point that out. And believe it or not, three of the four motorists accused of road rage turned out to be male. So we lead in that category also. And third of all road rage motorists turn out to be in their 20s. And also the extra study on that, if the person that you know is somebody that's high strung, high tempered, they also come out while they're operating a motor vehicle. So I just want to point that out. Obviously, if you see somebody on the roadway that's not really acting right and it constitutes their aggressive driving that may lead to a crash or DWI driver, and the 911 is appropriate, call it, give the best information you can, stay online as long as you can, and we'll get some officer, whether it be the state, local PD, or sheriff's department, to see if we can get that vehicle stopped and see. But obviously, we don't want that person to engage and try to do something on their own. So,
especially if the person being pursued is driving over the speed limit.
That's correct. That's very. One other thing, what's time I got here, Bill?
Yeah, another minute or so.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's talk about left turn lane. Something that I see quite a bit, even on 6. The left turn lane, I'll read what it says. The only time it should be used to enter the center lane is a point where the vehicle will have time to slow down and stop to make a safe left turn maneuver. The center lane should never be used for passing or through traffic. In other words, it's not a passing lane, and it's not a merge lane. So it's meant to be, when you enter it, approximately somewhere in that area where you enter it, you need to be slowed down, ready to make your left turn. So you see so many times where somebody abuses that left turn lane, and they use it for a passing lane. So I just want to point that out. It's not to be used for that.
Especially when I'm thinking there's a stretch of or two of 21 between here and Austin, there's a lot of that.
Right. Also, in Austin that you visit, mentioned that town, I see this quite a bit, is the use of the improved shoulder. One of the reasons you can use the improved shoulder is to make a right-hand turn. There's a part of that, what I just said on line 3 on uses of that improved shoulder, it says to decelerate before making a right turn. So what I'm saying, if you're 15 cars behind and you look around and you decide you're just going to go on and pass a bunch of cars, that's technically that's improper to do that. So it's meant to slow down and get in there in approximate time where you're going to be able to use to make a right turn.
Well, and what's legal or illegal about moving over to the improved shoulder to let somebody by you if you're not making a right turn?
Yes, you're allowed to use the right. Another reason you can use the improved shoulders to allow, if you're a slower vehicle, you can move over and allow the faster traffic to pass and then move back. Just to drive on the improved shoulder, and that you see in the country, a lot of old timers do that. They like to drive over there, but that's actually a violation of the law.
All right, very good. A lot covered this afternoon. Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety. Appreciate the help as always.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.